Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
For this date in history of July 10th, we've seen some truly great events in sports. A pitcher that mowed down of one of perhaps the greatest lineups of hitters in the MLB has ever put together, and a hitter's dream in the home run record world is all coming up in your sports break in just a moment. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to talk about some great sporting events in this little break from our daily grind and just have you remember some of these great events that happened in sports history with some great athletes. And we're going to help refresh your memory by calling out their jersey number if they wore one. And I think all of ours today do. Our jersey numbers we're talking about are 11, 3, 4, and number 7. July 10th, 1938, after producing 11 straight hits, Cleveland Indians outfielder Tris Speaker and his torrid pace was halted by Tom Zachary of Washington. Speaker, also known as the Gray Eagle, produced this record, which would not be broken until 1938 when Red Sox third baseman Pinky Higgins hit safely in 12 at-bats in a row. Now, 11 in a row, that is pretty strong in the MLB. July 10th, 1929. There is an interesting development to remember in a game between the Pirates and the Phillies. There were a total of 9 home runs in the contest, one in each inning. Pittsburgh's George Grantham had 2 circuit smashers as the Phillies produced 4 base cleaning hits themselves. The Pirates got the better of the Phillies with on the scoreboard by a winning of a score of 15-9. July 10th, 1934, and talk about taking on the big boys single-handedly. Well, National League's New York Giants pitcher, number 11, Carl Hubbell, struck out Babe Ruth, number 3 of the Yankees, Lou Gehrig, number 4 of the Yankees, Jimmy Fox, number 3 of the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Simmons, number 7 of the White Sox, and Joe Cronin, number 4 of the Senators, for an MLB All-Star record for consecutive strikeouts. Now, how would you like to get that? With having those batters, you know, having that many in a row for a record, but having those batters, some of the greatest hitters of all time in Ruth, Gehrig, Fox, Simmons, and Cronin, and striking all out at an All-Star game when the exposition of the greatest players in baseball at the time are on display. Now, Hubbell can only do his part as the American League, and their firepower still overcame the great pitching of Hubbell and won the game 9-7. Now, July 10th, 1936, Philadelphia Phillies slugger Chuck Kline, wearing number 4 on his uniform, became the 4th player in the MLB to have hit 4 home runs in a single game. The others that did it before Kline were Bobby Lowe, who was the first to hit 4 home runs in a single game, doing so on May 30th, 1894 for the Boston Beaneaters, Ed Delhanty of the Philadelphia Phillies, who became the 2nd player on July 13th, 1896, Lou Gehrig for the Yankees June 3rd, 1932 against the Philadelphia Athletics. And there have been 14 additional occurrences since Mr. Chuck Kline has done this in 1936, including the 2 most recent games in 2017. In 2017, Scooter Gennett, June 6, 2017, as he and the Cincinnati Reds pounded the St. Louis Cardinals 13-1. And that same year, J.D. Martinez had his day on September 4, 2017, with the Arizona Diamondbacks as his team, and he slugged his way through the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching staff on that day. Some great history, some great hitting, some great pitching in the world of baseball, and it all happened on July the 10th. For more great events on the history of sports, you can go to the sportshistorynetwork.com, jerseydispatch.com, or for football only, go to pigskindispatch.com. And we have some great events there to talk about, some great people, and some great history to share in sports history. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.